and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live right here on February the 11th in the year 2007. We got a great program, part four of Whores, Harlots, and Pagan Gods. We're going to deal tonight exclusively with the third part of that discussion that we've been having about Whores, Harlots, and Pagan Gods. We're going to give you the real, genuine, the only, the one and only, in the book of Deuteronomy, the Gospel of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4, there is only one God. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Mark 12:29, again, doesn't change, ladies and gentlemen, the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same one in the beginning that he'll be in the end. He is Alpha, Omega. Revelations 1 and 8. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 8. Ladies and gentlemen, the first and the last. He is the eternal one. The eternal one. There is no God beside him. He don't know any other God. Oh, there is other gods. Did you know that men perform as gods? Didn't Christ say in the gospel, I said, well, when did he say it? In the book of Psalms. Well, was that the man in flesh, wrapped in a body of flesh, that said in the book of Psalms? Oh, you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that couldn't have been Yahweh there in the flesh body, simply because he wasn't old enough. Well, that's what the Jews thought when he said, Abraham rejoiced to see his day and saw it and was glad. Well, he said, you're not even 50 years old. And you say that you know Abraham? Listen to what he said. Ladies and gentlemen, you better find out who this eternal creator is. Your knee will bow. Your tongue will confess. You may not do it here. You may hedge and turn your ear from hearing the truth. Now, we are inviting you to challenge us in the Scriptures. The Bible said, search the Scriptures for wherein the Scriptures you think you have eternal life. Did you know that Satan's so crafty, has taken the Word? He hasn't used anything other than the Word. Did you know that he used the Word on the Messiah when the Messiah was facing his greatest hour of temptation, that it was Satan himself that was bringing on the temptations and tempting the Messiah to deny his own Word? Ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something. Did you know that the greatest believer in the universe that believes that there's only one God, one Yahweh? Now, we're going to prove that Yahweh is that God, whether you believe it or not. We're going to prove your knees going to bow to it, whether you think you will or not. You see, the Bible said there's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. The devil, listen to me well, the devil believes that there's one God, one Yahweh now. He knows his name. He knew who he was upon the pinnacle. up on the temple, he knew who he was, when he tried to get him to break his own word and turn the stones into bread. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, Satan's full of tricks, but he met his match. The Grand Master, the great universal spiritual chess player, knew the right moves to make. Although it went against his flesh, although he was in a weakened flesh body, yet the Father, who most people think forsook him, oh my, was in him, and the flesh man had to bow, just like yours does, to the will of the eternal spirit. The Father is the Spirit. God is the Spirit. St. John chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible says that God, Yahweh in the flesh body, is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him. Psalms 95, verse 5, the sea is Yahweh's. He made it. His hands formed the dry land. Think about that. The sea belongs to Yahweh. There's not another God by any other name. All other names are second rate, non-existent for salvation. Did you know that Yahweh himself is a strong tower? His name alone has salvation? And we think that the New Testament is correctly written by a bunch of whore and harlots to give you a false name, a name that you live by, but you're dead, a name that the beast power, the Bible says, that the beast will cause all of the people to wonder after the false name. And it called this false name a name that people would adore, a name that people would sing to, just like it was in the Balaam days of Baal, when the preachers forsook. Yeah, they don't fast, they don't pray, they don't earn the degree from heaven. They earn one from a university or a doctorate sponsored religious organization. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you can get ordained by anybody at any time, anywhere, if you've got the money and you play the game. Well, you can't get ordained by Yahweh just anywhere if you've got the money. He can't be bought. You can't buy a degree from Yahweh. You must be called. You must be chosen. Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 10, verse 5 through 10. Listen to what he says, Jeremiah. 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 A prophet chosen before he ever went into his mother's belly. I knew you before you were formed in the womb. Now think about that. Here's the eternal creator that made heaven and earth and all that is within. All. Including Satan, who tried to exalt his seed or his seat or his throne of genetics above the stones or the seed or the offspring of Yahweh. Can't be done. It is the heel of Yahweh himself that will ultimately, finally, climactically, majestically, wonderfully, powerfully crush the head of the serpent and the whores and the harlots and the pagan gods. I said, you're gods, but you shall die like men. You'll be like worms wiggling in the fire of separation. Hell will be an eternal darkness. It won't be blazing hot. It'll be the spirits yearning to see the face of him that sits on the throne for forgiveness, and there will be none. And those that Satan has deceived shall be cast into this darkness, this outer band of orbiting eternal damnation, full of darkness, full of cursing, and full of bitterness. How would you like to be caged in with your friends the Winnie Hens and the Henny Hens and all of these others, the Oral-Bs and the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the evil, the snakes, the scorpions and the serpents, the whores and the whoremongers and the harlots, those that would not come to him, those that would not bow to him, those that would not let him reign over them, they shall be forever banished from the light that they refuse to have, these filthy, ungodly, unmerciful, soul-killing, stealing, robbing Judeo-Christian preachers as they sell out for the praise of man. They love long robes of righteousness, how they disfigure their face as they stand and turn their palms, their guilty palms dripping with the blood of the souls of men as they lie to them about gods and never give the correct identification of the only one that made the sea, that formed the dry land. Psalms 23:1, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isaiah 37:16, O Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel that dwells between the cherubims and the sanctuary of the throne of heaven. Thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the purpose of the Creator was to give you mercy, to cause you to quit worshiping pagan gods? Oh, you say, well, buddy, I don't know of any Christian today that worships any pagan gods. We all love Jesus now. Now, don't get on our case. You know, I have people call me, write me, telephone me in the middle of the night, tore all to pieces about the message. Tell me, if you're true, if you are preaching the truth, Pastor Buddy, then there's not going to be many that go to heaven. And to that I reply, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and a few there be that find the eternal truth of the one God that sits on the mercy seat right now, waiting for people to come and give him glory. Oh my. Exodus 25:18-21 shows you how the two cherubims were placed over the mercy seat of the ark in the temple. The seat of mercy represents the throne of Yahweh, the Holy, Most Holy One. Listen to me. No, it wasn't a seat up there for two. It wasn't a seat for three, as these Trinitarian and Trinity prophets proclaim. Did you know that the great mystery of 1 Timothy 3:16, for unto us, it says in Isaiah 9:6, a son is born. 1 John 5:20 tells you who this great eternal God was. You will replace the pagan false name of the New Testament with the only name given in the Old Testament, the I Am That I Am. And if you do not believe that I am he, this prophet that said unto the Pharisees and the scribes before Abraham was, I am. Catch it? Get it? Get the drift. Ladies and gentlemen, these prophets, these gain takers, these gain seekers, oh, how they love to live on their large acreage that they have bought with the blood of innocent souls by lying to them, by craftily avoiding telling the whole truth. Did you know, O King Agrippa, he almost was persuaded by the magnificent testimony of the Apostle Paul, who wrote this in 1 Timothy 3:16. Great is the mystery of God. God was manifest in the flesh. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, in the Greek. And this word, this logos, this action verb, created everything through his own mouth. It was God's eternal mouth that spoke to Moses in the burning bush. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that tree that he spoke from represented? A bleeding, humble, merciful, graceful, generous, patient, loving, caring parent to the people that he chose. Ladies and gentlemen, it's forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, when he was transfigured. Oh, yeah, you sound all about that one now, Pastor Buddy. I'm catching up with you now. I know about that now, glory to God. That's when there was a voice that spoke from heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, can't you read? 17 verse 6 of Matthew. A cloud overshadowed the great messianic Messiah. Let me say it again. I love that. Well, I make the devil mad. I ain't talking about Christ. That's many anointings. I'm talking about the Messiah. Yah. Messiah. The Hebrew Savior relating through the throne of mercy to a people called by his name. They're not your people because they're not called by your name. The Bible was said in Deuteronomy 28:10. They shall see that you're called by my name. They? Who's they? The people that will not have the man from Galilee. The man that knew. The man from Galilee with the plan. In the world, John 1:1 was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. 1 Timothy 3:16, ladies and gentlemen, the Word, manifested, made flesh, was the great mystery of God, was in the world, reconciling himself to the people. And yet the people who was in the world would not receive him, because in the 10th verse, he, St. John chapter 1, verse 10, read it, check it out. I'm going too fast. You know, some of these preachers, they will quote three scriptures an hour, and then they ask the people if you're going too fast for them. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd have to play this a dozen times to get all the scriptures I'll give you in 5 minutes. I'll give them more in 5 minutes than these false prophets of Baal. With these pagan unprovable names. Oh, they got it in the Bible. Right here it says. They put their finger on it. Ladies and gentlemen, and then you ask them who gave them the New Testament. And they have to acknowledge it was written by and framed by and patterned and templated by the Catholic Church. And you trust those people who had the Roman influence of the Greek god Zeus. When the name of Jesus in Spanish is Jesus, and you trust that? Oh, Pastor Buddy, I've heard it all my life, and I've seen people raise the dead in that name. I've seen them cast out devils in that name. I've seen them do wonderful, many wonderful miracles. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that they would do miracles and signs in this name of blasphemy. That it would deceive even the very elect. He's only got one name, ladies and gentlemen. If his name is not the same of the Old Testament as into the New, I don't care how many people he's healed, raised from the dead. You could raise the whole world that has died since creation and raise them back up in a false name, and if they wouldn't have the true name when he's preached to them, it would profit them nothing. Because the dead don't know anything anyway. And there are people literally alive today that will turn this message away because they're dead. They have ears to hear because they cannot hear. They have eyes to see, but they cannot see. Oh, they got three-piece businesses. They play well on this, but sing like canaries. Have great, comfortable and temples with steeples, the phallus sign, and the Talmud sign, oh my, and the great goddess of heaven, oh my, how these pagan symbols that sit atop of the church houses of the bell box empire of Baal today, with the bell prophets taking the filthy lucre, lying to the people, will not take a whole hour in talking about gods, but never mention the true name of the Hebrew father, and then they claim that they're Jacob Israel. Hogwash, baloney. They come before you as my people. They prophesy, but they prophesy lies, and they cause my people to forget my name. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. You say, Pastor Buddy, you know, I just don't like you. Glory to God. Well, what God are you glorifying? When you think that I'm smart, of being a smart aleck. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not smart, this is tart. Proof of truth cuts to the bone. If I came to tickle your ears, I'd be one of those bell prophets scratching your back and massaging your egos and tickling your ears and giving you a smooth speech and an enticing word. And yet I come against all odds, a lone preacher on WWCR 507 around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South every Sunday night in prime time, telling you about the everlasting God. Isaiah 9 and 6, unto us a son is born. What's his name? Oh, Pastor Buddy's name was Jesus. Now, that's what the Bible says in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 through 23. Okay, let's go there and look at that. Let's also go over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, and we'll take a look at verse 14. The word Emmanuel, do you know what that means in Hebrew? Well, let's see. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. A virgin. Well, we all teach about it, don't we? Even the Catholic Church will admit a virgin, a little Aryan Israelite woman, beautiful complexion, rosy cheeks, beautiful eyes, a perfect, never known a man, and here is the eternal creator that made heaven and earth and everything in it. As it is noted again in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. God made flesh. God, Yahweh. The same one that made everything. And without him, nothing made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Verse 10, St. John, chapter 1, verse 10. He, not we, us, or them, you Trinitarian Trinity dualities, you scumbags of filth and lies, you should never see the throne of Yahweh, where it's been looked into four times in the Bible. And only one, O-N-E, one. Hear, O Israel! Yahweh is one. Thou shalt love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, and all of your strength. Confirmed again in Mark, chapter 12, verse 28 and 29. Including in the one that I just read you, Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the everlasting Redeemer. He's the King. He is the Shepherd. He is coming soon. to a neighborhood near you. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Yahweh is thy maker. Now let me show you, this is in Isaiah 54 verse 5, check it out. For thy maker is thy husband. You know he married Israel, she's a family, she's a wife, he chose Mary to birth himself into the world, into a flesh body that was God wrapped in a flesh body, disguised, and the people didn't know him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 30. Remember, this is what he said. I'll show you what he got for his labor. I'll show you what I get for mine. But sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, by your words you're going to be justified, and by your words you're going to be condemned. Turn to St. John, chapter 10, you doubting Thomases. Turn to the 20th chapter of St. John, and for the verse of St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 14, doubting Thomas, I won't believe that he rose from the grave until I can see or feel or know the nail prints that I saw him spiking with. Thomas, come here, as he appeared with the door being shut. Shut, the door was shut. Glorified body came up through the walls, appeared in their presence, held out of his hands, pulled up his robe, and there was the feet that crushed the serpent's head with the wound of the serpent bite in his heel. Oh my! Hallelujah! Thomas, come here and touch me. You doubting Thomas, and all you doubting Thomases out there tonight that don't believe that Yahweh's the Eternal One, both in the spirit and in the flesh. Let it be known, ladies and gentlemen, that old Thomas said, my Lord and my God. My Yahweh and my Elohim. My Yah. The Messiah said unto him, Messiah said unto him, Hallelujah said unto him, the Eternal Yahweh said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed are those that have not seen and yet believe. And it takes a preacher to preach the whole truth. And although I didn't come to stroke ego or to get you real comfortable in your little Sunday school bird's nest where they have planted the seed of deception and falsehood, I'm here to give you the rest of the story. Down at the bottom hour already, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming back in 2 minutes with the rest of the story. And I want you to know tonight I'm all stirred in my spirit. I'm on the battlefield. I don't know where you're at, but that's where you need to be. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Welcome back in here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy, around the world on the Mighty Voice, WWCR, with the Shepherd's Call, bringing you the promise of Isaiah 54, verse 5. In the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, as I said, old Doubting Thomas found out who the man with the plan is. The man with the nail scars. You see, the hands were wounded because of the transgressors. The feet were wounded because it was written that the serpent, Satan, would pierce the heel. But you know what that heel done? That he died victorious and became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He crushed the head of the serpent under his very heel that was wounded. Thomas said, "My Yahweh, oh my Yahweh." They had forgotten him through the error of the false prophets, and people today preaching the New Testament covenant of a false God will not take the rejected stone that Pastor Buddy is preaching. What do you think they called him, the rejected stone? The name. Peter revealed it in Acts 4:11. If you had any spiritual ability to interpret the word. And ladies and gentlemen, these things are hid from the wise and the prudent. These things are hid from those who are pretenders. You can't pretend, ladies and gentlemen. Your pretending day will be over when they lay you down in a casket and put a three-piece business suit on you for the last time and shine your shoes and comb your hair, if you got any left. As a tree falls, so shall it lie. If you haven't preached the symbol of the tree, the law, the why, every tree you see, wise out. Every time you breathe the breath into your body, you say Yah. Hallelujah. You know, most preachers, when they're preaching, preach more about Hallelujah than they do about Hallelujah. You ever heard any preacher say Hallelujah? Huh. You know why? Because the translators, the line translators, hear me well tonight. I'm not playing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the race for the crown. And if you want a crown laid up for you, don't take any substitutes. Don't be fooled and deceived by the way that seemed right. Did you know that you can get baptized into any church bell box? The whore church or the harlot church. Any of them will take you in the J name. But did you know that you'll be rejected out of all of them in the Y name? None of them preach it. You ever heard them preach the, when they preach it, preach against it? You know why? Because it's cutting into their profit. They're preaching for gain. They're Balaam prophets. Oh, I know them as far as I see them. Ladies and gentlemen, you just better stay out of the way of an anointed prophet. Because he doesn't carry the sword in vain. He will cut you. You'll bleed in your heart. You'll go home after you hear Buddy, Pastor Buddy, preach a message or lack of the flames of fire ministers that he's got going through the land proclaiming his name. I'm not the only one. I'm not the big I preaching to the little you. You are a witness yourself. We're all witnesses. Isaiah chapter 40. 3 and verse 10 and 11. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am, that I am. The same one of Isaiah 43:15. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Well, I said that I challenge any bell box church that when they display the cross with a Savior hanging up on it, to dare write his name in Hebrew. I challenge them. Any church listening, any pastor, if you listen to me tonight, pastor, and you shut your ears up, I know I'm cutting you in the heart. You think about the hundreds and hundreds to the millions of people that are deceived by the cunning craftiness of the snakes. Yeah, they got three-piece business suits on. Oh, yeah, they look good. They style and profile. They praise. They jump. They holler. They cut themselves like the prophets of Baal. But when there's a man of Yahweh comes into the city, preaching the magnanimous, magnificent name with signs following, people will get baptized. I've never had one. I always, where I go to minister, I carry two stones, one with the J name on it and the other with the Y name. When I get through preaching, I've never had one to reach for the J. Because, ladies and gentlemen, to do so would be deny your Creator. I am Yahweh. Though you have not known me, I created you and made you. Return unto me. For I am him I called. I am the first. I am the last. My hand laid the foundation of the earth. My right hand has spanned the heavens. Isaiah 48:12-13. Yahweh the Creator. Psalms 136. Give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good. Verse 2. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Now let me tell you who that God of God is. I'm not talking about a figment. You know, if these people had so much confidence in what the name of their God was, they'd tell you every once in a while. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, they can't prove him in the Old Testament. They have to keep mum. And their little flock that they are shepherding, or shielding, it'd be a better word, they get in the pulpit, they won't go in themselves in the name of Yahweh, and to hinder them it would. They're always fighting against the name of Yahweh. But did you know that every preacher that I know that has fit this has came down? Great shall be the fall of that false prophet when he meets up with the name of Yahweh and the truth of it. Oh, yeah, there's preachers in Yahweh's name out preaching for gain or for preaching for hate. Very few of us come out to preach his name. His name above all name. Acts 4:11-12. Peter said, this is the stone that was set in awe of you builders. Who is the builders? The translators. They set it aside. They put in another name, a name that Peter didn't know. Yet they've got Peter using a name. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know the lying scribes, the pen of the scribes that put in there that Peter said in Acts 2:37, men and brethren, when they said, what must we do in verse 36? Verse 37, Peter said unto them, repent every one of you. Acts 2:38, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. They craftily took the stone out and rejected that name and put in a name of blasphemy. Oh, they glorified it. They refined it. And by the 15th century, 1,500 years later, we're running with a false name. And the Baal prophets never caught it. You know why? Because they're not called. They're called to do just what they're doing. To deceive the very elect, if possible. But ladies and gentlemen, when you get the truth, when you get on the trail of the truth, I'm telling you, you're like a good junkyard dog. I tell you what, you take a good junkyard pit dog down here in the hills of Tennessee that they unleash at night in the junkyard. You don't want to go in there and tangle with that red meat and gunpowder fed dog. Oh, my. He'll tear your legs off just as soon as you clear the fence. Your dog food. You know, that's the same way with the truth. You don't want to get in the arena with the true name or the true name prophets. You know why? Because you're nothing but a bunch of dumb dogs barking out a false name. And when the true name comes, the name that's provable 6,000 times in the old scripture, oh Yahweh, that dwells between the cherubims and the sanctuary. Thou art God along all the kingdoms of the earth you have made. Isaiah 37:16. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Yahweh is a strong tower? He's the only one. He's the creator. He's the father. And if you will not have him, if you can't receive him, if you don't know him, if you believe that there's more than one God, you believe more than the devil does, because he believes there's one and he knows what his name is. Therefore, he sent the people, the prophets of Balaam, who are at his command, to bring a false name, a name that seemed right. It got in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and the name that should have got in the new covenant got left out. You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, if it's the truth, ain't many going to be saved. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and many there be that go there." And you know why? Because they go through the whore gate and the harlot gates. They will not come in to the straight gate in the name of Yahweh. David said, "I come against you, giant. I come against you, whores, you harlot preachers, you Balaam prophets of gain. Fill up your bank accounts. Gather in your coins that will rust as a witness against you in the day of judgment." You say, you think all of them's false, Pastor Buddy? No. A third of them's false, and others are deceived. And the Bible said they are deceived, going about deceiving because they're deceived. The Bible says that they will actually kill you thinking. Not that they are, but thinking that they're doing Yahweh a service, or God a service, their God, which they never mention. They're ashamed. They'll preach about gods and lords, but they'll never tell you his name. In the Old Testament, you wonder why. They never even mentioned Jehovah. You'd think that in the Masoretic text they would use Jehovah. But they know that history says that that is a hybrid name. It's a name of deception, a name of deceit. And I'll debate that to any Jehovah Kingdom tower. My heavens, ladies and gentlemen, 40 years ago I was debating them. 40 years ago! Here in the little radio station here in this little town that I still live in. I don't get around much. I don't go to and fro. I wait for the Macedonian call. I wait for those who will find me. Yahweh said, "I will send them to, if I be lifted up, I be lifted up." I don't have great revivals around the country trying to rake in the filthy lucre. I ain't got time to do the things I need to do because of the things that I do for Yahweh. It's Yahweh today, Yahweh tomorrow, and Yahweh forever. Every day's a Sabbath day for Pastor Buddy because I preach and teach and talk, eat and drink the name of Yahweh. Oh man, I'm in the service. I'm in the battle for Yahweh. Did you know that Yahweh is coming back? Did you know that the Bible says in the gospel, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you one final or two final verses if I can, and I'll try to get 27 in between them. But I'm going to give you a verse of Scripture, and I want you to check Pastor Buddy out. If you think I'm lying, then the Bible's lying. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, the Bible says search the Scriptures, for in them you think you got eternal life. The Bible sometimes will send you a strong delusion, because it's Yahweh himself that said that he would send them, who? Those that haven't paid the price to wear the crown. I'll send them a strong delusion. Why? That they might believe what? A lie and be damned. Well, I didn't hear you think Yahweh would send them strongly. Says he would. Send them. Why? Because they're not his sheep. They sell out. And the sheep blindly follow the goat. There's a goat in about every pulpit in America. I'm going to repeat this. Oh, there's some sincere individuals. not indicting everybody, but most of the churches is locked in with a goat head. A goat head. There's many gods. I can't tell you who our God is because there's many gods, and you figure it out. I'll leave it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you who he is. His name is Yahweh. He's a strong tower. Proverbs 18 and 10. You better get in it. This is in the Gospel of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6. Thus saith Yahweh, your king. Well, what did they call him back there in the judgment hall? Pilate said, behold your king. Oh my, was he accepted? In that day, they shall reject me. Who? The Logos. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Let his blood be upon us. Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Let his blood be upon us and our children, and so be it. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want his blood upon you, do you? You're going to be judged with the ungodly. Judgment is for the house of Israel. And the house of Israel has two classes of people, sheep and goats. Which one are you? The house of Israel is filled with goats. It don't take many goats to lead a lot of sheep. One goat pastor, listen to me well, these pastors, these lying pastors. Read Ezekiel chapter 34 and find out who promised he'd come to his sheep. Read John chapter 10, you'll see it's the same one that Pastor Buddy's preaching about. And yet they changed him and gave him a Greek-Latin name. Do you believe that your Hebrew father, who had a name from the foundation, created everything through that name, came here in that name, walked in that name, died in that name, rose in that name, coming back in that name, and every knee shall bow to that name? The ghost is going to the left. Matthew 25:31. Goats going to the left. Again, the goats. Woe unto you, pastors, that have scattered the sheep as though they have no shepherd. You won't give them a shepherd. The name of the true God is Yahweh. There's no God beside him. He don't know no other God. Oh, there's many gods. Oh, yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. Listen to me as I read in the book of Isaiah. As I try to calm down to this last verse of Scripture that I'll give you in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 17. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel. You don't think that was you think it was another king come in the judgment hall and Pilate was looking at some other king? When there's not but one king, there's not but one God, and this God robed himself in a body of flesh. Yahweh Shua in a flesh body walked among the people that he created, and they didn't know him. No, goats don't know him. The wicked don't know him. They'll never know him. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. For the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, the thorns of Satan spiked your heart. You sold out for filthy lucre that you could ride up and down the land or fly across it from sea to sea in your Lear jets or your air transporters as they carry your dead body of stinking flesh wrapped in a three-piece business suit, hating even the garment spotted by flesh. I pray for some of these preachers that have preached these pagan false names, and you even hate the garment of flesh wrapped in a carnal mind. Filthy need to be washed, regenerated in the only name under heaven. Thus saith the King and his Redeemer. Ezekiel chapter 34, read it. Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, listen to me now, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Now, that's Isaiah 44, verse 6. Now, let's quickly go to Revelations. I've run out of time. Let's go to Revelation, chapter 1. Let me read at verse 14. His head was white. His head was white. His hair was white. And his feet was like fine brass. Oh, they had a nail in them at one time, ladies and gentlemen. No wonder that brass. Did you know that symbolized the brazen serpent? That they wouldn't even look up to get their healing? It symbolized the crushing of the serpent's head by the feet of the Lamb of God that come to make war with Satan and his deceitfulness. Verse 16, out of his right hand, 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. I listen to some of these preachers, and I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's one of these 30-minute specials, if they've got the strength to hold out. Quote about 3 scriptures in an hour and ask if they're going too fast for the congregation. Boring them out of their mind as they reach into their pocketbooks and glad to get to the chicken shack to fill their bellies as their gods. Verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Let's find out who he is. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I wonder who that was. Was that Yahweh in Isaiah 44:6? Or was this some other Greek god in Revelation 1:17? He don't change. His name's forever settled. You better get in it. You better put it on. You better not wait. You'll get it at the sheep door. And you'll be cast out as a goat. The goat's on the left hand. Matthew 25:31. The goat's on the left. And the sheep is on the right. And he laid his right hand upon me. See that right hand? It wasn't a goat. He was addressing the prophet John. That saw the same God of Isaiah 44:6, the first and last, that he saw here in Revelation 1:17. To cap it off here, I am he that liveth and was dead. Who do you think that was? That's first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Do you really know who died for you, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to stand before him in that day, and he's going to have to say, either I know you or I don't. Either you will or you won't. You're either up or down, in or out, on or off, hot or cold. If you're cold, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Depart from me! But Lord, I didn't get through preaching that series on the many gods. I just forgot to tell him who you really was. I meant to, Lord. Depart from me, you worker. You deceitful Baal prophet of Balaam. Oh yeah, you lived high, you lived mighty. You was proud, you wouldn't come down. I sent my prophets, I sent my witnesses to you, but you wouldn't humble down. They rebuked you. They gave you counsel. You would hear none of my counsel. But you stayed with a name you couldn't prove. To go against a name you could. Fighting against yourself. These prophets shall have their part in the lake. A fire. That's forever eternal darkness of separation. That's the fire that burns in their heart as they long to see the day that they miss the light. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you miss it. This is Pastor Buddy. My website is PastorBuddy.net or PastorBuddy.org. Look it up. We got some messages on there that might be of interest to you. We got a lot of information up there that might help you understand what I'm talking about tonight. We're simulcasting on WWCR live on the internet every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, with the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. My, I tell you what, this time has gone too fast. But I'll be back next Sunday night to be with you in the great, magnificent name of Yahweh. Until then, you stay on the battlefield. You hold up that one eternal. You know the truth. My phone number tonight, call me. Area code 423-626-2000. 2172. That's Pastor Buddy. 423-626-2172. I'll give you my address if you'll call me. We'll talk about it. Biblically, everything biblical. Praise Yahweh. Let's get on the battlefield. I love you very much. Send all my love and greetings to the house of Israel and Jacob scattered abroad. In the great magnanimous, magnificent Yahweh's name.
Well, I told him that I was going to serve him.